Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk with Emo Radio Show.
Welcome to the third season of Real Talk with Emo, my exclusive hour and a half late night radio / talk show here on Streets Radio. Catch me right here every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time. I'll be bringing you real talk about everything in life, from music, racism, politics, new world conspiracies, violence, religion, and at the same time giving you some good music and special interviews throughout the season. So tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. on your cell phone or online, and be sure to tell a friend. To talk to me live during the show, just give me a call at area code 646-478-3243 and press 1, and be sure to be ready to go live, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show on StreetsRadio.com.
Yeah, what's happening? I must apologize first off because I'm late today, but it's a reason for that, ain't because I was just sitting on my ass and nothing, you know what I mean? I was at a recording session, and the rapper in the booth was kind of taking long, and you don't want to cut the momentum of recording the verse and then be like, okay, we'll come back and do the other verse another day. So I kind of was trying to make sure this rapper got what they needed done, because that's what I'm about. I don't like to play with people's time. I don't like to play with my time. I was doing a mobile session. That's what I do. You know, every now and then, I got a little studio set up, but I'll take the other people's houses just to save them money. You know what I mean? Just so they don't have to worry about, I can't get to the studio. Maybe they ain't got a car, or maybe they ain't got enough money to pay $35 an hour or whatever. You know, so I charge like $20 an hour, and I come to your house with a nice setup, give you the data, and if you want to take it and get it mixed right or whatever, I can mix it for you, or you can take it to the big lab and, you know, Pro Tools, that, all that, it'll load up in their studio. You can mix it, and it'll sound like you recorded it in the big studio. I mean, you know, that's because I know what I'm doing. So, once again, I wanted to apologize for being late, but just for that, we're going to go overtime with it because we can do that. You feel me? So once again, you tune in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time. And we got a few special guests today that I just wanted to make sure you guys knew about. And then it also shows you that, you know, Emo has a little connection out here, man. You know what I mean? I'm just not just any dude out here rapping or whatever. I'm an OG. People know me and respect me for what I've done, and I respect them for what they've done because I'm really a fan of stuff. I really look in the magazines and see written by and photographs taken by and graphics done by. That's what made me inspire to be a graphic designer or a photographer or whatever. All that shit that I do is like, man, I always looked at pictures or whatever and all that and learned stuff. So, I figured I could do it too. So with that being said, since we just now jumping on with the show, I'm finna keep it popping like this every Monday. We're gonna have about 2 or 3 interviews. So y'all gotta tune in if you really wanna learn something. So I'm gonna see with my homie online right quick and we can let y'all know a thing or two. What's up, Prez? You there?
Yeah, I'm here, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I was flying down the street. I made the show, so I'm perfect.
Yeah, that's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with being a little late, man, you know. I hope I'm late to my own funeral, you know what I'm saying? That way I won't be dead, so.
that's what's up. So, first of all, bro, tell it, I know who you is, and, you know, I don't want to spoil it. I just want everybody to know who you are and where you come from.
Well, I'm President Scott Beta, you know what I'm saying? Born and raised in Illinois, you know what I'm saying, Chicago. Man, y'all might know me from Murder Dog Magazine, been with them for almost 15. know what I'm saying? And just been putting it down in the rap game, man. I interviewed many, you know, legendary rappers, both, you know what I'm saying, gold platinum status and underground legend status. But I've also, you know what I'm saying, reviewed a lot of classic albums, too. So it's been a fun ride, man, so far. But I'm not fully happy with it, though, Emo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel the same thing about my life and my situation, bro. It's like everybody caught up in this web we in. So some people take the wrong routes, you know, different routes or whatever. So it's like, I'm going against the grain by dealing with that. So I got to move on to my, you know, my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to, you know what I'm saying? Some people ain't built to last in this, you know what I'm saying, in this game. Because, I mean, it's a lot of struggle. So for anybody that's thinking about getting in this game right now, you know what I'm saying, I just want to tell you, be prepared for a lot of pain and heartache, because it's not all, you know what I'm saying, glam and glitz and shit like that. It's a lot of pain and suffering, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, good go with the bad, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I was a fan of Murder Dog for a long time. You know, do you know what the title Murder Dog, where did they get that from? Why did they call the magazine that?
Man, I'll tell you a story. Black Dog, that's the Black Dog Bone, that's the publisher of Murder Dog. Dude, you know what I'm saying, he's very mysterious. He actually was a punk rocker, you know what I'm saying? I had to do digging to find this out myself, because he wouldn't even tell me, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even see a picture of this motherfucker for like 12 years, you know what I'm saying? So, but dude was a punk rocker, and, you know what I'm saying, he came here from Sri Lanka, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, he was a punk rocker in Iowa in the early 80s. And in the early 90s, he moved out to the Bay Area. And, you know, he lived right in Vallejo, man, right down the street from, I guess, E-40 and all them. And, man, he was just fascinated with the rap culture in the Bay and decided to start up a magazine. And, you know, the rest is history, you know. But I don't know where he got the name from, man. He never did disclose that to me.
I always wondered that, because and then you seen the people in there with the guns and all that, so I affiliated that with the murder or whatever, but I just always wondered why he called that Murder Dog. But moving along,
yeah.
Go ahead, what you was going to say?
Well, he did tell me one time, though, that, you know what I'm saying, the magazine was a reflection of the hood, but that was before, you know, he started covering, you know, certain cats like Lil Wayne, you know, shit like that. You know, that was when that was before he started covering a lot of that stuff. Or those guys with the face paint, you know, what's that, Insane Clown Posse? Esham Jackers. You know, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, but okay, so that's what it is. It's real talk and emo. But now we're going to move on to what you're doing right now, though. Tell them what you got going on right now, bro.
Well, right now we got a movement. I founded this group called the Underground Society. Well, it's not a group. It's really, well, you could call it a group, but it consists of members from all over the world. It's like an organization. You know what I'm saying? I'll just put it to you like that. And what it is putting together a compilation. It's called Fuck the Illuminati. And, man, it's going to be one massive download of 50-plus tracks. I mean, there's a lot of rappers from different countries rapping in their native language. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty much an anti-establishment type of movement, because people are suffering all around the world. It's not just one particular country, one particular person, religion, and, you know, none of that matters. Everybody's suffering. If you got money, you know what I'm saying, and you're living right, you don't know what it's like to live at the bottom where you ain't got money. You know what I'm saying? Food stamps is a motherfucker for those of y'all who don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm even going as far as to write a book about this shit. It's called I Ain't Got a Dime, But I Talk to Millionaires. You know what I'm saying? And that's the truth, man. I've been talking, I mean, here I am starving, and I'm on the phone with Snoop Dogg. He's over in Amsterdam blowing 20 G's worth of kush and, you know, whatever else. I'm having a great time talking to the brother, you know what I'm saying? But when I hang up the phone, it's back to, you know what I'm saying, the life of President Beta, which, I'm fortunate in many ways. I'm not complaining and crying on poor me, but at the same token, for what I have done, what I've contributed to the game, I just feel I should be in a better place. Basically, what I'm saying, Emo, a lot of motherfuckers who I helped get on ain't really looked back and said, hey, man, let me look out for this brother.
So what advice would you give to, you know, artists, listeners, whoever, as far as getting in the game and what they should look out for, what they should prepare for if they want to get in magazines, whatever, any little game, man, or what they should be looking out for?
Well, first of all, you know what I'm saying, you got to look out for the false promises. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit. I'll put it to you this way. I was promised so much shit that I should have owned half of Trump Towers by now. I mean, it's ridiculous. I was promised 20% of a company, which I will disclose in my book. I was promised, you know what I'm saying, rap vans, all kinds of shit. I mean, just shit that should have advanced me to the next level. You know, so you gotta learn to know who's wolfing. You know what I'm saying? You got to know, like, when you hear shit like that, oh, man, you're going to get 20% of this company that's bringing in a lot of revenue. You should know from your experience as a man in general, this clown is telling you some bullshit. Or you're going to get this finder's fee of $10,000. Now, let me tell you this. I'm going to put this on record, Emo. About 5 years ago, you know what I'm saying, this group out of Detroit, you know what I'm saying, everybody knows them, Nodus, you know what I'm saying, they came out with an album called End of the World. And, you know what I'm saying, Esham himself, he called me up, and he was looking for, you know what I'm saying, distribution for the record. And looking to have a website built, this and that. You know, Esham, me and Esham, man, I used to talk to his brother back in the 90s. That's how I know him. I mean, way back in the day. And make a long story short, I brought him over to this fake-ass bitch. We're just going to call him Shahid. That's one of the names he goes by. And, yo, Scott, man, you're going to get a $10,000 finder's fee. And, you know, yo, Scott, you're going to get this and that. I kind of knew he was wolfing. But at the same time, you know, I just had a kid at the time. Don't tell a new father who's trying to put together a fucking crib and trying to get diapers, you're going to give him $10,000. That's the type of shit that'll get your life took. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because you don't play with somebody's mind like that. And to this day, I ain't never seen the bitch, but if I do, I'm going to slap the fucking shit out of him and piss in his face.
That's real
Six
fucking
will tell
talk,
you about
man.
That, man. Six will tell you.
Real talk, man. See, that's what I like, man, is motherfucker telling some shit that just getting shit off their chest, man. I mean, you know, because we all been through that kind of shit, and it's like, I'm going to hold it in because I'm a real man. I'm going to deal with that person when I see them. It ain't about talking about it and spreading it, whatever. It's just real shit.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The problem is, not to cut you off, Emo, the problem is, when you're dealing with a lot of these fucks online, you ain't never going to see them. You know what I'm saying? Especially from other states and, you know what I'm saying? You know, this clown lives like, you know, 1,500 miles from me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, and plus, you know, you don't know where this fucker lives. You know, so he could be hiding under a rock somewhere. So I got to put him on blast. I got to call him out and say, hey, dude, I'm here. Meet me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'll give a motherfucker my address if you want to come here. 818 West Main Street, Fairfield, Illinois, 62837. Come get me, Shahid, you bitch. You know? Yo, but he ain't listening, man. He's jerking off to some fucking fat bitch.
I like that, boy. That's what I'm talking about. Classic shit right here, bro. So, I mean, before I let you go or whatever, anything you want to say, how to contact you, any websites you want to plug, just, you know, anything, man, let them know because I'm sure they got a lot of game from you real quick.
Well, please go to UGSocietyMovement.com. UG stands for underground, so UGSocietyMovement.com. And you can find out everything from that site. You could also check out our podcast, which, you know what I'm saying, you were a guest of. It's up right now, UGSocietyMovement.com/podcast. Check our show with Emo out, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, keep doing what you do, man, because you're a huge part of this movement too. So.
All right, bro. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. I know you out there like 2 hours ahead of me right now, so, you know, get you some rest or smoke out, whatever you're going to do, and I appreciate you for calling, bro. I really like the fact of meeting you because it's a meant-to-be thing. I only have relationships like me, you, and how me and Six have and all the other people that you don't really, you wondering why Emo and woo-woo or whatever, is because I can't fuck with that phony shit, and if I got to sell my soul to be happy or whatever, I'd rather be miserable.
That's why I'm still miserable, because I sold my soul, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why, so. But, man, I appreciate you, and you know what I'm saying? And before I go, is there anything you want to know, man? Anything you want to, you know, ask about anybody I interviewed or anything like that, or you good?
Yeah, I did kind of want to know, like the people that you interviewed, who did you feel like was like more of a, like you loved the interview that you did, like it wasn't just they answered the questions all the way they thought they were supposed to answer it, but they really like told you how they felt, like you got close to them just from the interview.
Man, I say The Game, I did a cover, well actually the first cover that The Game did, you know what I'm saying, he had the bandana on, you know what I'm saying, the murder dog, this is about 2005,
I remember
really,
that.
Really got close to that brother because at that time he had just had his son a couple years ago, actually the same year my daughter was born. So we were kind of vibing on a personal level about our kids, you know what I'm saying? So it was real humble. And I asked him about some shit that I wasn't supposed to ask him about. Like I asked him about JT, you know what I'm saying? Because at that time him and JT had some stuff going on.
Good question.
You know what I'm saying? He said, you know what I'm saying? He said, Scott, don't go there, brother. You know what I'm saying? He was real with it. He was humble about it and everything. A lot of guys, man, they hang up the phone or start cussing or something. And I respected his wishes. You know what I'm saying? I didn't go there. So, Game, sorry for talking about it right now, but, you know, had to do it.
Yeah. It is what it is.
But, no, he was a good dude, man, real good dude.
Right. So, sir, man, shit, I mean, that was all, that's it, bro. I'm lovely. You just gave me a wonderful show, bro. I appreciate you calling, and that's all I can say. I value being down with the UGS and the FTI. When they see me post that and all that, this is the brother I'm affiliated with. And he's not just nobody just coming off the street with a name, and they just like, oh, I came up with this name or something I want to do. This brother knows stuff. He's been around. He just told you a conversation he had with The Game. So I value knowing people like that when they, you know, talk to me like I'm a human being.
I appreciate you, Emo. Before I go, man, I just want to shout out, you know what I'm saying, my brother Six is coming on next. You know what I'm saying? That dude, I've been working with that cat for almost 10 years, man. Just always been down with me. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but respect. And I also want to shout out my brother CEO, the Bad Black. You know what I'm saying, from Chicago. I've been managing him since 2002. That dude, you know, I started off managing him, but he became my brother. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So much love to both of them cats, and much love to you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, Emo.
All right, bro. Well, thanks for calling, Prez. I appreciate that. You be safe, my dude.
You too, brother.
All right, man. 100. Yeah, man. Like I told you, he was going to be here Monday. 10 o'clock, well, 10:30, whatever you want to say. But I told you the brother was going to be here. That was a strong brother from the Murder Dog magazine. You know, everybody from the West Coast rapping or doing hip-hop want to be in the Murder Dog magazine because they kind of support the local stuff, like the Brother Lynch Huns and the First Degrees and the Drew Downs and the Yuck Mouse. And, you know, they support that West Coast. I mean, you know, that I ain't really seen the magazine around a lot lately, so the way I was kind of talking to my homie, I can kind of tell what I'm seeing is, you know, adding all up. But maybe they're disappearing or something or whatever. I ain't really seen the magazine, but it was kind of like it put West Coast on the map. A lot of people got known from that magazine. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play something real quick. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I do it every Monday, 10 p.m. You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be.
do it. Nigga, fuck your time, nigga.
I
waited my whole life to be the man of the hour. I really can't lie, I was a man when I started. I be the man when I die. Man, these hoes take your money, and I take their virginity. I'm high, I split a O in half, and now it's up for rent. I'm crazier than crazy, extra retarded, and stupid. I put that weed in the earth and pass it. Yep, that's Abby, you've been okay now. Oh, that's your girl. Well, I don't give a master two shits. Okay, I'm west side till I'm dying underneath them tulips. You Bordeaux like Enrique. I'm two pay, I'm three pay. I'm looking like I'm a sweepstakes, but I treat your girl like a cheapskate. Cause I need a crib, a big estate. I need a boat, and that need a lake. I need some salmon, that need a place. That need a step, so I feed my plate. My crew is who I be with it. It's rose, I sippity sip it. I'm quagmire, I fuck hoes. My cash flow, I giggity giggit. Oh boy, I'm cockamanian, the mosanian, insanian. Pulling up in Mercedes. Rolling up like I'm Damien. I love girls that's Arabian, Albanian, Caucasian. I ride around Kenny Cranium. My dick is hard as titanium. Oh boy, you had your chance and blew it. You blew it. Stand aside and watch a real nigga do it. Motherfucker,
what?
Niggas staring like we the only one in this motherfucker.
How
could you not know we in this motherfucker?
Wait.
I got my haters looking lonely in this motherfucker. Whoa,
whoa.
I'm sipping on whatever I get handed, throwing house parties so crazy that my crib look like a campus. Play your cards right, and I could blow you up. No, I ain't gambit shit. I'm
wasted.
This looks like a Jaffa Captain Planet. Not good loady woady. I just took more shots than Kobe. The realest niggas is repping, the baddest bitches promoting. She puts that thong on my groin, and then it go boing. Got my front her on her bumper, does it look like she's toying? I hustle hard like I'm finna lose the crib, and party hard like I'm finna do it big. All I ever do is big, so all she wanna do is big. Girl, what your name is? I really can't remember.
And
stone breaking tree down, somebody yell out timber. I'm up in them kush clouds, lighting up like I'm Zeus. Bitch, stand back, watch
how real nigga do it.
Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. Just getting it in. You know how I do it. I'm coming from the studio. All day I've been up since about 8 o'clock working from one thing to the next. Every day I'm like that. So I kind of ran a little late today. But it's all good. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it moving because I got another special guest coming through to tell you all some game about some things in the game you need to know about. But before we do that, I'm going to play one more song just to get it popping one more time.
Five-star general. I quit bleeding for them niggas like menopause.
check out. Demolition gon' rock, demolition gon' bang, demolition on the block, demolition we swing. Get the VIP. But he, I'm slaying dragons with what I breathe. I only fuck with amphibians and grizzly. Yeah, got grizzly in my bones. You 86 octane and him been gone. It's clear your career been rocking like Stallone. Keep chains on his beats like Black Snake Moan. I ain't never been gone. From here to Germany, you know them boys stay known. VIP, this better watch my tone. My granny wanna hear this hit when I come home, yeah.
Demolition gon' rock, demolition gon' bang, demolition on the block, demolition we swing. Get the VIP.
Introduce yourself, bro. Tell them who you is, man. Oh, you know, my name's Devil Six, you know, I'm a 10-year vet in the graphic art game. I've done work from everybody, you know, cats like Emo right there, but once again, a classic album with a good fucking cover, X-Rated Unforgiven 2, MC Max, Pure Anna, Volume 3. You know, my shit's been all around for years. I'm a fucking vet in the game. You know, I soak up all my games for my brother, Dream TDK, you know, Oakland Graffiti Roll Ride Known Legend, you know. That's what the fuck it is.
So what made you start doing graphics, bro?
Oh, man. I first started as a kid. I've always had that in me as a draw, and I'll be around my brother. I'll be watching him, you know, piece together his little pieces in notebooks, and he go to hit the train yards and bomb the fuck out the train yards and shit. So even then, I knew I wanted to do, like, little comics or music shit, you know, whatever the fuck was going on. And at the same time, when he passed on, he was murdered in 2000, that kind of fueled me. You know, it made me upset. Yeah, I was fucking mad, but at the time I saw this, I said, you know, let me take my anger, my frustration, Let me build a signature style. And that's how I started out, by building my style off my feelings and the music and shit I was listening to. Because I was listening to Lynch, you know, Rated, all that fucking hard-ass shit. You know, Season of Sick was pretty much a revenge album. That's how I was feeling in my heart. So I took the music, I took my feelings and shit, and I developed my style.
That sounds like me, man. I mean, you know, I that's kind of, because I had you do a cover for me because I wanted to have a different look from what people always have. They always to that same old dude to do the graphics because they want their cover to look like that. And I'm like, I seen the work you was doing and shit, and I'm like, hey, man, we networked over the internet. I ain't never seen this brother in my life. I ain't never, you know, we've been close buddies over the internet. And I, you know, sent him some pictures and said, hey, man, whatever you come up with, I'm rolling with it because you taking your time to spend that time to make a cover for me. So whatever you did, I was going to be with it. You feel me? But it happened to be something that was classic because everybody always tell me about that cover. I like how the pictures in the film strip and how, you know, so, I mean, but to me, it was an honor. But when somebody come to you and they want graphics and all that shit, what do you want them to kind of be prepared to know or whatever? Because a lot of people want covers and they want that look, but tell them the steps and certain shit they need to do if they want certain shit to be right.
First off, you need to have the money. I'm sick of motherfuckers coming at me, man. This is some real shit. They hit me on Facebook or Twitter and say, yo, can I get some art? And now, you know, I ask them, you know, what do you want? And we get to talking. But as soon as I bring up money, these motherfuckers disappear. And, you know, flat off, I'm going to tell you right now, fuck all them motherfuckers, man. If you ain't about the money, I can't do this shit for free because I need to eat. You know, I'm not living in a fucking condominium. I'm not sipping on champagne and, you know, all that other shit. I need this to eat. So if you're going to come at me, you need to be about your money first and foremost.
Second,
you know, I need to respect you as an artist. Let me slump the music. Let me get a feel for it so I can translate your music onto the cover. Because when I do a cover, it's just not something, let me put this in the pineapple in the sky and shit. It's not random shit. I need to piece together a story. The cover should always tell a story what's inside the album, you know what I'm saying? So let me get a feel for that music. And, you know, if I like the shit, I'm going to do your cover. I'm going to do that shit justice.
So I'm that now, thirdly, as the pictures and shit like that, how they prepare that shit?
High res. You need to give me some high res pictures, you know. Get a good camera. You don't need to be super rich. Just get a good camera. Take a high res picture, you know, with the highest resolution you can get. I'm not talking, no, go get your iPhone. Go get a nice studio camera or find somebody you know with a photography lens and shit. Take some pictures and shoot them to me. And after that, I handle it. Whatever you want as a background, take a high-res picture of that or just look for a high-res picture of that shit. Whatever you want to have on the image represented for sure, you need to shoot that to me in high resolution.
See? I be trying to tell them I just wanted somebody to back me up, man, because those are the three things you need. Is your money right? And if a person feel your music and you give them your album and let them hear it, they get to wrap the album cover around. You'll be tripping off for, oh, he got this in the album cover because I got a song called this. You know what I mean? It all, and when a person listening to your music, they'll be looking back and forth to the cover like, man, this is the shit. Who the fuck did this cover? And it all helps the artist and the graphic designer. But if we don't work together, somewhere in that circle we losing. You know, it ain't even worth doing the cover if the artist ain't putting his input in it and giving me some idea. Because I done like 3-4 covers, and then I sent it to dude, and he like, oh, man, can you do this and do that? But when he came at me, he didn't have an idea at all. You know what I mean?
He started tossing random shit out there.
So it's like, now you want to tell me to do this and do that. So I done touched this cover 2 or 3 times. I feel like I done 2 or 3 covers.
Right. Well, motherfuckers don't understand about artwork in general. It's a very labor-intensive job. Yeah, you're sitting down, but you got to look at every little detail that goes on. You can't let anything skip away. So when you sit down there and you do a cover, especially like a high-res cover with lots of details in it, that's a good half of your day maybe, if not more than that. So when you want a revision, sometimes not as simple as erasing something. Nah, you need to go in and rework the whole thing. So take that shit into consideration.
That's right, bro. So, I mean, you know, y'all hearing it from some real talk right here. If you want to get your covers done and all that shit, man, how can they get at you if they wanted to see what you got going on and all that, man? Your Facebook.
Shit, man. You can hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/6. You know, I got a gallery there. My artwork's it's pretty much a collection of my work from 10 years. So you see a progression. You see all my covers, you know, little sketches or whatever. It's all on my Facebook page. You can hit me up there, you know, all that shit. Also, there's a business card going around. It's on the Facebook page. It has all my contact info, my cell number, you know, all that shit's there.
So, yeah, I just had Prez on the line, man, and he did a wonderful interview. And
oh, yeah, I heard that.
He
spoke on that motherfucker Shahid. Let me get on Shahid, too. You bitch-ass motherfuckers. Malik Shahid from South Carolina, you bitch-ass motherfucker. This dude owes me money and my fucking time. I hosted your gay-ass website. This motherfucker told me some extravagant-ass lies and shit. Oh, we just signed a Dayton Family 6. Can you make us a front page? And I thought he was bullshitting, but I said, hey, he might pay me. So I did this fucking little design for the page that never even went up. Mastermind, oh, we got the Worthy album coming. You got the cover. Can you host the AOL chat room for us? I did all that shit, man. He ain't give me nothing. And if I see you, Malik Shahid, I'm going to cut some bacon off you. I swear on everything I love, I'm going to make you pay for that shit. That's what's up.
That's what the fuck's up. So I'm going to cut some bacon off of you.
I know what you look like, too. Motherfucker, this dude has a way of hiding his pictures and shit. I know what you look like, and if I see you, trust me, it's on.
Huh. So, moving along, tell me about UGS, man, the Underground Society, and what you got to do with it and what's going on.
Oh, the Underground Society, Prez probably, he did touch on it. You know, it's a worldwide compilation also, but it's also a movement to wake up the masses as to what's going on around us. Because if you look at the world as a whole, man, we living in some disgusting-ass times, and a lot of people are ignorant to the fact. They got the media blinding them and shit, telling them, oh, you should be worrying about Britney Spears and all this other nonsense. Ignore the fucking PG&E meters outside your home that's making you sick and everything else we're doing. Pay attention to some trivial-ass shit. So what we're doing here is waking people up. We got a podcast kicking off, you know. You was on the show, you know, much appreciated for that shit, too. That was a hell of a fucking show. You know, so we got the podcast, we got the music. It's a big fucking thing that stretches from here to everywhere else in the world. It's lovely.
That's what's up, bruh. Well, I mean, man, you didn't cover anything to me. I had all the questions I wanted to ask you. You told me exactly what I wanted these people to hear. So I appreciate you for calling, bro. If you got anything you want to say or whatever, you know, let them know, man.
I got some shout-outs. You know, my boy Prince, that's my brother right there. He was on earlier. You know, I feel the same fucking way about shit, man. Everybody in my circle I know, that includes you too, E. Man, everybody puts in so much fucking work. We're all so motherfucking talented. But our checkbooks ain't looking right. In the perfect world, we'd be all living in fucking mansions and shit just based on skill alone and talent. And this shit sickens me when I see some hack-ass motherfucker out there making tons of fucking money off the gayest-ass shit, and I'm not eating right. So that's kind of why I'm doing it, too, because I'm frustrated with shit. I'm mad. I let my art speak for me.
Sound like me, brother. I see why we click.
for damn sure. For damn sure. You got to excuse me if I'm loud. That's the only way I know how to be. I'm a loud motherfucker. You know, fuck this shit.
Yeah, that's what the fuck they need to hear. All that soft bitch-ass talking ain't going to get us nowhere. So that's why you see me let them know every now and then. Some people take the little statuses a little bit too personal.
Hey, you know
all
what?
That.
Fucking motherfuckers take it personal because if you look at it now, if every generation's getting kind of softer and shit. Look at how everybody walking around in Mickey Mouse shirts and shit, little tight-ass pants. You know, you got motherfuckers looking like the mascot of Candyland and shit, walking around thinking that shit's all cool. You know, but when I was young, you walk around like that, you getting beat the fuck up. But hey,
yep,
it is what it is, man. You got to stay who you are regardless of trends.
Real talk, bro. So, you know, with that being said, man, I appreciate you for calling in, bro. I know that ain't going to never change, so you my nigga to the end. I don't give a fuck what they say. We got it.
Oh, yo, any damn time, you know, I got you. Anyone runs with me and my fam, you know, good looking, I got all y'all backs. Fuck everybody else. Anybody who supports the fucking movement, listens to our podcast, hits me up online, hey, good looking out all of y'all. Everybody else can eat a dick and die.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you have a good night, my brother.
Oh, you too. Take the fuck care. I'm about to listen to the rest of the show and smoke the fuck out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know how we do it over here, man. Light that shit up and smoke the fuck out.
Pretty boys not feeling you. Too many bitches chasing after you. I need a rub. Ready to go get a man on his own business, so we understand.
This is a blabber.
Hey, where are my ladies at? We about to get that dude's clean cut dress, brazen a wave cap. Ablaze that industry cast. No, I'm just stating facts. Rephase that. Tear ribbon broke sis way back. Even though people snitch and say she got sacked. Replay that. Revenue recovery. Want me to pay back? Fuck that. I've been paid that back. Re-up, recop, and now it's made back. The Cadillac first, now I gave the goodies way back. Amazed that a white bitch can rap. Get off my bra strap. Display rag, you don't need pussy, then use a J-Cat. I'm from the south, when they put gold in their mouth, they put gold in their mouth, that shit ain't coming back out. Finally pain free, no more tears, just breathe. Pretty boys not feeling you. Too many bitches chasing after you. I need a rug, tuck, ready to go get a man on his own business, so he understands, not just street smart, gotta be book smart too. A deadly combination when you combine the two. Come at me real and have something ready to say. I'm independent, I like to get in my way. I got an opinion about everything and it's apparent. Single parent, my thoughts is clearly coherent. Equality can be read as confidentiality. If you don't see me, then there's a possibility you might just be impressed with me. Judge me by my lyrics, not just what you see. So conventional, but still so traditional. I got potential, so classified as confidential. Some I can stay right and do the night to the light. Time might not be right, but I need to fight the fact I'm right. My back to the wall, the time is with arsenal. When you're broke, you take everything personal. From the adrenaline that runs through my veins, it's insane trying to release my pain. I can't complain, no, it's how I stay sane. Training day to day, cause I gotta maintain. Pretty boys not feeling you. Too many bitches chasing after you. I need a rough tough, ready to go get a man on his own business, so he understands, not just free. Smart, gotta be book smart too. A deadly combination when you combine the two. Come at me real and have something ready to say. I'm independent, I like to get in my way. Pretty boys, you get your chance on the mic. I know what I want and I know what I like. No need to fight it if it don't fit right. Keep it moving, baby, cause I got all night. You don't know me like you think you do. Round two, introducing Mr. Brand New. I like it rough, they need to be tough. Never say never or enough is enough. Stop playing games and stop fucking around. I like to get in my way, I don't care how it sounds. You think I know better, but it remains the same. You control my body, but I control my brain. Maintain it, cause I don't got time to train it. I got an appetite, I need it filled tonight. Hot damn, you got some magic hands. Let me certify that tone with the cherry red brand. Pretty boys not feeling you. Too many bitches chasing after you. I need a rough tough, ready to go get a man on his own business, so he understands, not just street smart. Gotta be book smart too. A deadly combination when you combine the two. Come at me real and have something ready to say. I'm independent, I like to get in my way. Pretty boys not feeling you. Too many bitches chasing after you. I need a rough tough, ready to go get a man on his own business, so he understands, not just street smart. Gotta be book smart too. A deadly combination when you combine the two. Come at me real and have something ready to say. I'm independent, I like to get in my way.
Illuminati.
The sun's flying down. Boom. And I'm back up town.
You know what? It's
going down, nigga, I'ma spit the verse. These niggas under spells, I'ma split the curse. They rather see me dead or see me in a hurt. They rather see me up in a pen instead of in the church. They tryna tell us that this video is live. Fuck Illuminati, I can stare them in the eye. These niggas rep the tip of a sword, bruh. Pay attention, nigga, Pac try to warn ya. Can't believe shit, I don't know what is real. The way they talking, I don't even want a deal. Tell my soul, fuck it, I don't even want a meal. That's a motherfucking feeling I don't even want to feel. Feeling like pot, Illuminati. If my album don't sell, that would never stop. The highest on the charts, they can never top. They can never replace, but always copy. Like a fiend on dope, I'm staying up. Like security guards, nigga, I stay in front. Quiet ass nigga, I ain't saying much. I rep Illuminati with a K in front. I'm feeling like pot, Illuminati. All my niggas got guns, we don't do karate. Excuse me, our ways may seem devilish, but I can tell you this, I can never be on some devil shit. To get rich, I'ma do anything in my power. Jesus Christ is the one and only high power. Tub full of holy water, that's my shower. Haven't seen them up above, that's my tower. I'm throwing up a B, nigga, and it's not a six. Pot living through my veins, I am not a bitch. Head above the water, nigga, never underground. And watch out for them snakes when they come around. This ain't even everything, this is my angle. You ain't a circle or a square, you's a triangle. I do it for a pot, this is what he taught me. Keep your head up and kill Illuminati. Feeling like pot, Illuminati. If my album don't sell, that would never shock. The highest on the charts, they can never top. They can never replace, but always copy. Like a fiend on dope, I'm staying up. Like security guards, nigga, I stay in front. Quiet ass nigga, I ain't saying much. I rep Illuminati with a K in front.
Going down, going down. Going down, going down. Going down, going down. Going down, going down.
This is the operator. I have a collect call from...
Hey, this is your partner, man.
...who is an inmate in a California state prison. To deny charges, hang up now. To accept charges, press 5 now.
That bank take skinny bank. When that play skinny bank, take that bank. That's because it ain't no work being offered, man.
No work.
They act like they ain't even thinking about us, man. I promise I swear to popo to my homie and the slammer. Dig that, wish I had my cam camera. Make me mad. Vanilla performing like these surveillance binoculars hitting trees. Reliable sources copping keys. Oh, please. One for the life and two for death. Three damn strikes, no chances left. Let me tell you a little about me. Forty in the field, like say we used to have to use sheets for curtains, slots for wash towels. I was happy as hell when my cousin gave me his hand-me-down. This ain't no Happy Shirley Temple stylistic crap. The spirit more realistic than Radio Shack. Observe as I strike a nerve, reach out to catch my kind. Open up your photo album, man, and I bet you find folks that passed away, partners that been blacked away. I miss you, spill some liquor, man. Who got some tissue? Everybody wanna shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Way I was raised, we had to knuckle up and throw them bangs. We got 'em up, and you know I had to chuck 'em swell. Cause if I ran home and didn't fight back, my mama beat that tail. Just received word from my folks upstate. They said they tryna take away our weight. And no more beef and pork, just with some books and fish. Walking laps around the yard with my Walkman dumping this. Now I'm about to get married, is it clever? Thought it was till I got the Dear John letter. been down for 10 blocks and got an 8 yesterday. And I just found out she had her baby yesterday. Ain't nobody finna see me yet, but I ain't gonna wear it. May out there ballin', man. Can you drop a 12 on my commissary? My family thinks that I'm a thug, homie. When you see my mama, man, give her a hug for me and tell her. What love? Gotta watch your back and play it well. Play, enjoy myself when I was out there shrine and getting that mail. We used to kick it at the waterfront, the Hovaleo. Watching the perfect contest between E-Boy and Dale. That's what we get up under the bridge. Who's posted up, post chopping game, conversating, getting toast up. Leaning against my Venus, convertible tops and boots the cleanest. Them click boys mobbing deep and cut. Acting mean it. Good shine, stay gone. Here in the can is my new home. Guess in order to do some right, I had to do some wrong. Picked up a package yesterday and I was happy. It was a box full of goodies from my pap. Trip me out, ain't seen or heard from partners doing yet. Send me a picture and some petty dang to shed a tear. First your bones, then you live, then you die. One day soon I get another try. One love.
Peoples, if you would like to be a guest, co-host, or get your music or commercial played on the Real Talk with Emo radio show, you can hit me up at facebook.com/emo3000 or email me at emo3000@aol.com. Please name the song with the name of the artist, title, and in MP3 format. Hopefully mix the best way it can be. Get at me ASAP so I can get it on the air as soon as possible. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo.
Like I said, you are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, because this is what I do every Monday at 10 p.m. If you wonder where Emo at and what he's doing, you know you can catch me right here on this radio station, airing online, airing through your cell phone, doing my thing. So as you see, we had a couple good interviews today, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep this rolling every week. I'm going to have at least two or three good interviews that's going to tell you a lot about the game. So you might want to tune in. Even if you don't tune in, you still want to add me at facebook.com/emo3000. And, the post in the archives or the past shows will always be posted on my wall. Just scroll down. And you know how the page goes down and it says click older post to kind of go down. If you click that, it'll open up some more stuff, man. You can keep on going down and see that your boys stay busy every day, all day. That's how you make it out here, man. I mean, you know, some of us, know the right person or have a little bit more money behind us or some or whatever, and it look like they're doing it a little faster. And then there's some people that use straight talent, like the people you heard on this show today. it wasn't about they know all these people or work with that person or whoever. We still struggling. We still got, you know, money to make and things to accomplish. So you got to keep on going when you got talent. And if you don't got talent and you got some money or whatever, you need to go somewhere and sit down and really study what it means to be an artist, not just a rapper. You could be singing, doing rock music, reggae, whatever. When it comes down to being an artist, you sitting down at that canvas, you about to paint, and you're like, nah, I don't like that. Rip that paper down, throw it away. Keep going. Paint, nah, I don't like that. Rip that paper down. See, most people just start painting, leave it out here. Oh, that's cool. They'll bite on that. See, they biting on everything else. That linger, woo, woo, woo. Wow, I've got a weak-ass song that's doing it. I know I could do it. So the game is brainwashing us to water ourselves down. The recession is going on, all that old shit. All of them words, terrorists, and all of that shit is put in your head to make you feel a certain way. If you think it's a recession, you're like, man, I don't want to spend my little money because it's hard out here. But it ain't hard out here. They just created a word. It's still the same world changing into better technology and all that. So if they claim we so broke and the world know we so broke, why are they going to come out with a phone next week that's $400 that everybody going to want? Because they know, man, the people that got that money going to go get it. They still going to make a lot of money. So they're creating the super rich and the super poor. There will be no middle class. You can just never be working and making it through. You're going to have to get your money or you're going to have to be poor, struggling with the other shit. Even going to a job every day, 9 to 5, going to feel like you're struggling. So, I mean, you know, this is what this is, man. Real Talk with Emo. Every Monday at 10 p.m., we here chopping up a little game, telling you some real shit, cussing at you, all the shit. I'm high and all that right now. I mean, you know, I don't tell nobody. A little Hennessy and some weed, but, you know, that's about it. I mean, they sell Hennessy in the store, and weed is legal every corner I turn out here right now, so I have no shame in it. Ain't what I do all the time. I'm a smoker. I don't really drink. But tonight I was at the studio or whatever, and we was kind of, you know, we get in the lab, we kind of loosen up a little bit, your jitters get to going because you're on the mic and all that. So we kind of calm ourselves down a little bit. I know my limits. I know when to stop. As you can tell, I'm not slurring or sounding stupid or nothing like that. So, you know, stay tuned, man. We're going to keep it popping with my little homegirl, Dee Dee, man. This song right here, when people heard this last show, they was like, man, that slap, who is that? She only 9 years old, produced by my partner Eclipse the Hustler. You know, he got an album coming soon, video coming soon. I done cooked all that up right now. I'm sitting up. We waiting for release dates and stuff. We trying to, you know, put stuff out right with the company album and the link you can go buy the album. And, you know, not just putting out a bunch of videos and don't put out no music. So, you know, you already know what it is, man. When they ask you who it is, it's Real Talk with Emo. You know how we do it.
You haters fall back. I'm shining, but you don't wanna see that. This
thanks for listening to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That street spelled with a Z. And listen to any past shows you may have missed. Or check me out on facebook.com/emo3000. And I'll make sure you get what you need. Once again, thanks for chilling with the real. And be sure to come back every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time so we can do it all over again. And remember, life is too short to waste time to be something you're not. Be the best person you can be is all I can ask. And that's real talk. Be safe and smoke out.
Yeah, you know what it is. We keeping it mobbing. You know, I made it a little late today, so I'm extending the show a little bit longer and, you know, just give y'all a little bit more. You know how we do it. We'll talk with Emo. Tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. I say that over and over again because I want y'all to get that in your head. You got to get that in your head so you know that, you know, this is what I do every Monday, so you won't ask me to do nothing else on no Monday night. You know, Emo's over there hosting that show, so we better not. Other than that, though, I think I got somebody online, man. I'm going to see what's happening and get another interview out the way. Let's see if we can do that. Who on the line right now?
What's up with it, man? Jarvis Price, man. What's happening with you?
All right, bro. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, just chilling, Emo. What's up with it, man? Just working on this motherfucking album, man. You know, that's about it, man. So working on this album, man, that's about it. Doing the struggle like everybody else.
That's right. What's the album called, man? What you working on? Who you got on there? You know, production. You know, what's your process?
Oh man, you know, it's undisclosed cast right now, man. It's in the works right now. You know, it's myself. It's a couple of cats out of Vallejo, California, man. It's a surprise, man. I'm coming back, man. Just like that song you made, you put on the radio, man. That last B40 cut about coming back, man. That's what it all is, man. So. It's coming this September, man. I'll be shooting out a lot of more songs, man. The album's dropping in September sometime.
So how long you been in the game, bro? When did you, like, start? What made you start doing music?
Man, I've been doing this since, man, 90s, man. You know what I mean? I go way back, man. From 707 Vallejo, California, man. Fuck with cats like JT from N2D. Fuck with cats like... anything goes, you know. I mean, I know E40, I know D-Shot, I know a lot of cats out there. But, you know, I had my struggles and shit, you know, just like Prez and God, Killer Six was talking about, man. You know, you fuck around with most cats that got money and got other opportunities and you never get your shot. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I've been struggling with, man, most of my motherfucking life, man. You know, so now I'm ready to put it down, man. That's what it is.
In your music, what do you talk? What's your messaging? You know, what kind of image, you know, you portray? You know, it's a lot of copycats out here. Everybody thinks blame is going on. What is your music about, man?
I like what God Killer was saying, man. He said something about skinny jeans, motherfuckers. I got a project, man, that I call, man, you know, Return of the Baggy Jeans, man. You know, because I'm tired of seeing motherfuckers walking around in that shit. It's like our whole culture's been turned around to this little, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know what the fuck they want to call it, man. It's mixed with pop and some other shit and girly shit and all kind of shit. But, hey, that's what it is for them, man, but it ain't that for me. But I bring all kind of shit, man. I'm with the UG Underground Society, man. I mean, I'm with that group on Facebook. I'm also with the Fuck the Illuminati Society. So I got a lot of cuts that really come out with the revolutionary shit. I got a cut called 11110. You know, it's about an executive order from Kennedy before he was murked off. You know what I'm saying? It's about how the powers that be are fucking with us. You know what I'm saying? So I got revolutionary shit. I got party shit. I got street shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking from doing laps, man. I've been doing laps around since I around the shit for a long time. I ain't one of these youngsters that just came out today or yesterday and started talking about, you know, riding cars and big rims and skinny jeans and shit. I'm talking about life, family, prison, fucking hustling, running my own business. You know, I'm independent like that too. You know what I'm saying? I do this, man.
So when you get ready to go to the studio, I like to ask this to artists because, you know, a lot of artists don't be prepared. When you get ready to go to the studio, what kind of mind state, like, say, for instance, you paying for the session. Not maybe you got your own stuff at the house or one of the homies, whatever. But when you paying for a session, what kind of mindset do you have before you go to that? Do you just go like, oh, I'm going to figure it out when I get there? Or what do you think?
This shit is funny to me, man. I mean, myself, man, I'm a vet in it, like I was saying, man. I've been in many studios, man. You know what I mean? And one thing you don't want to do is jump into a studio and not be prepared. You know what I mean? You got to have the concept down of what you're writing about. You got to have your raps done. You got to be standing right there and blow your shit out, man, because you're paying for that shit, man. You know, a motherfucker like myself, I'm sitting in my garage made-up studio while these other cats got Hollywood studios and shit, and I'm making my shit straight out my garage studio with all the essential equipment. So I get my shit right before I go to get it mixed down and shit. I get my shit correct. That way I'm not spending, you know, wasteless money because I'm not figuring out, oh, man, I don't want it like that. Oh, well, no. Well, maybe, I got to have my shit right. So my mentality is have all my shit right. I want to be prepared to the fullest. I want to know what kind of song this is going to be for this studio. I need to know how to bust this motherfucker. And I also have a visual on the video, even before the song was even damn near already finished. I'm already visualizing the video, so I'm like that type of artist, man.
That's what's up, bro. I mean, so any contact, man, or, you know, so people might want to log, because, you know, even if they ain't really on right now, I get most of my listeners later. They, oh, man, I missed the show, and they check out the archive, so... Any places, your websites, your Facebook, wherever, so people can stop by and check out what you're doing.
Well, you know, you can check me out at Facebook/XCaliser. That's XCaliser, man. You can Google that, man. I made the name up, man, so it's Caliser. You can also check me out at Reverb Nation, Jarvis Price 707. Make sure you put that 707 at the end, man. But I represent all Northern California, just to let y'all know, man. I'm up here in Sac right now. You know, I also rep that 916, but I'm from the 707, so I got a lot of history there. So that's what it is.
That's what's up then, bro. I appreciate you for calling in. I got all my interviews out tonight. I'm a proud man. I can go rest.
Hey,
man.
I'm loving your show tonight, man. Them two, Prez and God Killer Six, man. Prez was really spitting some real shit, man. You know, I didn't have cats do me over good and wrong, too, man, so I'm still looking for them, too. So, hey, man, peace out to both of y'all, man. I'm about to smoke one for both of y'all. Real shit. You too, E.
All right, bro. Well, I'll see you soon, man. And, you know, like I told y'all, man, it's going down every Monday at 10 p.m. That's three interviews we got knocked out tonight. So you might want to get on the team. I'll be telling y'all, if you want to get an interview, hit me up and we can set it up. I can't just do no freestyle shit and out of the moment and you just call and I talk. You know, these people knew they was calling today, and that's what kind of put me on point about who I'm talking to and what kind of questions I should ask that person. I don't want to get put on the spot, so some people I got to push you back a couple weeks because I'm a busy man and I can't just do my mind like that. So, you know, just tune in every Monday, 10 p.m., man. You might miss the show this Monday. But next Monday, it'll catch on like it's been doing. When I came to the show 30 minutes late today, the phones was lit up for people waiting on the line. Like, damn, what's up? So I probably missed a couple people. As soon as I got on the show, you know, you seen a couple lines die down. But they called back in and out and all that, so the show is picking up. But I'm telling you, the most of my listens come from the archives when people, you know, finally get on page. Because everybody don't just sit on Facebook all day. I don't know if you do, but some people be like, man, I just hit you, and you took heck alone and hit me back, because I hit you when I had a break, and then I had to go back to work, so I ain't touched that phone. So then when I finally touched my phone or the computer or whatever, I'm sitting there doing that stuff. I don't sit around the computer all day. So I know other people don't. So I understand that. So I repost it, and keep promoting. Because on Facebook or wherever you post, your posts get pushed down in the timeline. So if I post this show tonight, you know, then I come post some videos and then my status updates, eventually that gets pushed down. And people don't have that much attention span to scroll down and go through looking all that shit. You know, you see about 6 to 10 things, you're like, oh, man, that's enough. I'm going to go to see my other people's page. So you got to repost it and keep promoting and keep promoting. Don't bug people. Don't over-promote. But, you know, just keep yourself out there. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and slap some of this from my homie Shotty. We still getting this mixtape together. I've been so busy, I ain't been able to send the mixtape songs to the DJ. And then, you know, I got about 4 other songs that need to be mixed. I ain't even had time to really get on this project, but it's coming, though. Don't doubt us. We just telling y'all it's coming soon to let you know. So here go my homie Shotty with the song Womp, and then we're going to keep it moving.
6 million ways to die. Choose one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Better choose this one. Hey, yo, listen up.
Listen up.
All you ladies out there that be twerking, you know what I mean? But I think you can twerk.
Think you can.
Go ahead and twerk to this. Go ahead and upload some YouTube videos. I want to see you twerk. Where I'm from, yada the eye, I want to see you womp it.
Yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. Next time you drop it low, I want to see you womp it. Doing, see you moving to the groove, and now I wanna see you do it on me. I ain't laughing, it ain't funny, you ain't fucking with no dummy. I just wanna get a piece of you before I go. Pretty fitting, pretty titties, pretty face, and pretty feeling with a friend. I wanna feel me while I'm feeling her. I ain't worried, we can do it. Got my back against the wall with 2 pairs of booties, and I ain't talking babies, I'm talking grown ass women that I'm swimming in. Smell like cinnamon, real feminine. You know I'm into them, I'm a wolf in the den. I'm gonna get whatever I need for me and my kin, and I need your friend. You and her, leave right now with me and your B-shirt fur. I don't need no coat, I'm cold, bitch, burn, but I'm hot like fire and it won't get burned. Clean like the board of hell for no germs, all in the apple bottom of my worm. Maybe, baby, you gonna learn that you must sit and wait your turn, cause I do not want you to stop it. Girl, I wanna see you womp it. Yeah, I see you, girl, I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. Next time you drop it low, I wanna see you womp it. Like kettle corn, I never seen it done like that before. It's like you foreign.
You
I swear to God, I watch you all night, girl. You never born. Your girls womping too. Who y'all the womping crew? Well, I ain't mad at you. Do whatever wompers do. I'm not gonna stand here and just watch you work. I'm tired of logging on. I'm trying to feel the twerk. See it in action, live and direct. On your boy, straight bouncing like a chick. Where they do that at? They gon' do that here, and I'ma bounce it back. Bet they ain't ready for no shit like that. Cause I can do it with the clothes on, do it with the clothes off. Turn your own high, then do it till you doze off. Tell your girlfriends, we can all get lost. I'ma have you sweating like you drank a can of hot sauce. Yeah, yeah, I see you, girl. I like the way you dance. I like the way you're shaking all that ass in your pants. The way you move your hips, I don't want you to stop it. This time you drop it low, I wanna see you whine.
Now hold your hands up. Womp, 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 womp.
real though. You know what I'm talking about? Hella booties, you know what I'm talking about? Panties and everything like that. Background dancer, your mama, your grandma, your auntie, everybody finna wah. 13 was happening, girl.
Playstyle Music.
Log on to paystyle.net for more information. And don't forget to check out Emo TV on youtube.com/emo3000. That's EMOE 3000. Need a YouTube video, studio time, graphic design, promotion, music production, or anything I can do to help, hit me anytime at facebook.com/EMOE3000.